Dreams are like knees. You don't realize how fragile they are until something rips them to shreds. I sank onto the first row of bleachers overlooking Fairview High's athletic field. One hand rubbed the massive brace gripping my leg, which was tight after my cross-campus trek. The other clutched the strange envelope I'd found in my locker, but hadn't opened in my rush to arrive. Arrive. So I could leave before the game started. Girls in royal blue jerseys and blue and white striped socks sat on the grass, stretching. I'd made it in time. Warm-ups I could handle. Games, however, were more torture than physical therapy, a tactic that could have cracked terror suspects. If I'd happened to schedule PT during the three playoff games the past 2 weeks, well, it was purely coincidental. Several teammates waved from the field. One shouted, "We miss you, Britt. Can't wait to have you back." My heart stutter-stepped as I returned the wave. They'd be waiting a long, long time. But they only knew about the knee, not the rest of it. When the soccer ball made its appearance, a shot of pain kicked through my chest. I yanked my attention to the cream-colored envelope. Handwritten letters across the front spelled out my name. Brittany J. Hansen. A round raised seal on the flap displayed the monogram PCM, the C larger in the center. The card inside read, "The honor of your presence is requested today, May 20th, at 15 minutes past 3 in the afternoon, in classroom A6. A unique opportunity awaits." It resembled the announcements we'd received when my sister and brother graduated college. But unlike those, this card didn't say who sent it or the meeting's purpose. 3:15 was, I checked the scoreboard clock, 4 minutes ago. Was it worth the trip? I couldn't run, so I'd definitely be late. But it intrigued me. I shouted, "Bye," and hurried across campus as fast as the knee brace allowed. Unique opportunity. The phrase set my pulse racing. I could use one of those. Didn't even have to be unique. I'd settle for any old opportunity. It had come knocking once this year, but after I let it in, it bolted without the courtesy of a goodbye. Granted, unique opportunities were rare. I shouldn't get my hopes up. But it was better than the 90 minutes of fingernail-extracting, tooth-yanking misery of a soccer match I couldn't play in. Plus, someone who used calligraphy might serve snacks like tiny sandwiches or something wrapped in bacon. I never passed up bacon. A6 was my English classroom. But why would our teacher, Ms. Carmichael, invite me to anything? Her comments on my essays frequently included the words uninspired, lack of thought, and disappointing. Was she the mysterious PCM who had access to my locker? When I reached the room, Amberlyn Hartsfield was sitting in the front row. Spence Lopez, a guy from the football team, lounged a few seats away, and another boy slouched in the last row with a book, long hair hiding his face. No one else was present. Also, negative on the bacon snacks. Fancy invitations for 4 people? Weird. Amberlyn grunted, showing my lack of punctuality had not gone unnoticed. "Some things never change." Her muttered words reached me, which I'm sure she intended. "Like your constant uptightness?" I dropped into the seat next to Spence, smothering a sigh of relief to be off my feet. "Whatever this is, it hasn't started yet. What's the big deal?" She straightened a colored notebook and the invitation in the exact center of her desk. The stationery looked natural in her manicured hands. Her mail probably always arrived this way. Party invites, credit card offers, and political flyers delivered on heavy cardstock in engraved envelopes.